Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Christine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good. Hey, we're your in-house certified, life optimization coaches, law of attraction coaches. You're a certified, psychotherapist.
I'm a certified.
You're a certified in psychotherapy.
I have my master's degree in counseling psychology.
Yeah.
I'm a business owner. Teacher.
Yes, I am a teacher. And here we are. We're just on these Sunday nights. We like to have a good time while having these great takeaways. Mm-hmm. And we hope you have fun listening to us because we have fun doing it.
We're all about the joy.
We are all about the
joy. We're all about the bass, about the treble. I'm sorry. We're about the joy.
We're about the joy.
We count it all joy. And this is our therapy, too.
Honestly, it is. Sometimes I think about, there's no other place I'd rather spend a Sunday night than with you.
Thank you, honey.
And it's so interesting because we are forced to be live for an hour.
That's right.
Talking.
Right.
So it may not seem seamless sometimes.
Well, there'll be times during the week that you'll say, I'm saving this one for the show. So
yes.
I know you're going to surprise me with lots of things.
I am. And we're going to talk about that. So the beginning of our show, for like about 25 minutes, 20 minutes, we talk about the week.
And we talk about life with the
about
girlfriends.
Life and what we've seen, what we observed. And not necessarily current events or news. Because those go in and out and they could really bring you down.
And also there are people that are better suited for that.
And that's true.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I just feel I don't want to be a part of that
I
world.
Know.
I just pray that it's all going to be okay for everybody
right.
involved. That's all. That's
right.
What my job is at that point. And then we're going to talk about.
But for us, we're more like we consider ourselves. Well, first of all, we're the authors of the number one bestseller book, The Clutterfly Effect. Tweak your way to total transformation by
decluttering your life.
Yeah.
And we were
just
talking about that
book.
Today. Yes, we did. Do you want to say what it is?
Sure. Sleep your way to the top of the morning.
Crush sleep. That's what you want to call it to. You want to add that tagline, crush sleep.
Because that's the way I roll, baby.
Yeah, you got to have both ways, you know. Sleep your way to the top of the morning. So we go in heavy, then we lighten it up, and going heavy again. So you know what we're all about.
That's right.
We're like heavy mixed in with a little bit of sweetness in the middle.
I'm more sweet than that.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're a sweetie pie.
Yeah.
I know. You can tell I've been giving up sugar because all of my references now are
about
sugar. Yeah, like, oh, I could just
You're a sweetie pie.
What?
You're a piece of cake.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about the week and some interesting things that came up. And I've had an experience with BBC, where I was watching this one show. It was a science channel that totally effed me up for about 3 or 4 days. And then I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Then we're going to talk about Elliot's Corner. And Elliot's our dog.
Elliot is our darling dog.
Who, yes.
He was golfing with Daddy yesterday, and a lady came up to him and said, "What's your name, sweetheart?" And Dad said, "Elliot." She goes, "Oh, you're way too pretty to be a boy." And he was
he
like,
does look pretty for a boy.
He's pretty. He just got groomed.
That's why.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, he didn't touch his ear hair.
Yeah.
So that's really long and flowing.
Yes.
I look at him and I think, you need two bows on your ears.
Yeah.
But what that corner is really about is this idea that we can learn a lot from animals.
Yes.
And so it kind of turned into Elliot's Corner and Animal Corner.
Yes. Yes.
And then finally we have Pillar Talk, where we really go into the coaching idea of how can we best optimize our life. And
isn't that the truth, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say to you, if in a year your life could be 10% better by literally just doing small, tiny tweaks over time, wouldn't that be worth it?
Yes.
Absolutely. And as householders, we consider ourselves householders.
Yes.
And we want everyone to have a better and better quality life.
Well, and I remember you showing me this path, these two paths at one time as a demonstration. You were doing a teaching moment. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what it was for, but I literally was your audience.
Right.
And you were showing me two people's lives and how just these two little habits done every day or every week.
Over time.
And what each person's life would look like 10 years down the road.
Right.
15 years down the road.
Right.
And it was amazing how just that one little small thing.
Right.
I can't remember what that small thing was now, but I remember going, I want life A, not life B. You know, I'm trying to think. It could have been many things when I was growing up. It could have been saving money. Moment. It could have been about smoking. It could have been about drinking. It could have been about whoring. I don't know. So all those teachable moments that you had with me.
Right. And so here does path B. Where the kid's nose falls off.
Yes. Call, you know, I think I knew everything about every venereal disease by the time I was seven. Going, God, I don't want any of that stuff. Seven might have been a little early,
yeah.
But it was somewhere around there. You wanted me to be totally knowledgeable and prepared for life.
Absolutely.
And basically scared shitless.
Does people know that we're mother and daughter?
Well, now they do.
Okay.
Because otherwise, it would have been totally weird for you to have talked to me at the age of seven about life in general.
Yeah, I'd tell your mom, send Julie over. I got a teachable moment here for
yeah.
her.
Now, you molded me into whatever you needed to mold me into, and then...
You're my clay, girlfriend.
And then the mold had a life of its own.
That's right. The mold turned into black mold.
Exactly. I came moldy. And then I became penicillin and saved the world.
That's right. Friend. Superhero. Penicillin.
So this week.
Penicillin.
You know, everybody go to our blog, ChristineMarieAndJulie.com, where we're talking about this week. We're talking about bamboo time.
Right.
And living in the gap.
Right.
And grit, which is so important because no matter what... Most of our goals, most of our life changes that optimize our life, we're really just trying to master that that resting time where you're resting in the habits.
Right.
You see literally no big results.
Right.
But you know they will come because you live from a place of victory and so forth.
Right.
So I go to our blog. We're starting to talk about that
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're talking Christine, about Marie, the bamboo time. We've yeah. been talking about grit.
Yes.
And now we're talking about absolutely caught with the gap because
yes.
that's where we find that a lot of our clients and ourselves even where we lose hope. When we've made some changes
yes.
and we don't see in the three-dimensional world the actual results.
Right.
So we're talking about that. It's the gap, but we call it buffer time as okay. opposed to hammer time. Can't
buffer
touch
time.
This. It's buffer time.
Exactly. So anyway, I told you today that this week I don't know what day it was, but I was watching the Science Channel before bed, which is really not the best time to do it.
I always tell you that.
I know, and it's one of those sleep habits I need to correct.
Yes.
Because after writing the book, Sleep Your Way to the Top
yes.
of the Morning.
We've learned a lot.
We've learned a lot.
You think you know everything about sleep, right?
And you forget.
Yeah.
You forget. And yeah. you don't.
Or you get lazy.
Really.
You know, you just kind of crash.
Exactly. And so... One of the things that I was watching was how the universe works. And I'm getting my notes up for me right now. Because what they were talking about is the way the universe came about to be.
Mm-hmm.
And also the way the universe may quit being.
Mm-hmm.
And it was completely freaking me out. Because, first of all, I do a lot of spiritual work, so I'm okay with diving into the science of it
mm-hmm.
and still holding belief in my faith and so forth
right,
like that.
Right.
But one thing they talked about was these words called, so we had the Big Bang, right? And the Big Bang is supposedly how the universe started. Okay. Now, the universe is ever expanding. Forever.
Yes.
And the interesting about the universe expanding is that as the universe expands, it's filling up with dark energy. And they don't know how this works. So what happens is dark energy fills up the space. And if you have so let's say you have a box, just a normal size box, 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot, and it has dark energy in there. And then the box just grew because it's expanding to 2 by 2 by 2. That dark energy expands also, and they'd have no idea why it's expanding.
Do they have an idea why the universe is expanding?
They think because of the dark energy.
Oh,
but they have really no idea why.
Ooh.
And dark energy mixed with gravity, but we really don't have any real specifics. Now, they were thinking that is our expansion of the universe accelerating. So we're not just expanding, we're expanding at an accelerated rate. So where we might expand, this is just literally an example, mm-hmm. 1 foot a day, then it becomes 1.5 feet a day, then 2 feet a day. But that's not true. They're thinking it is, it's a constant. At least that's what the channel said the other day, that the expansion is constant, which is a good thing. Now, these are all just questions. They have no idea how this is all going to work out.
Right.
But so what they have is one way that our universe can end is by a freeze, where the universe expands so far out that gravity no longer is in play and everything just stops. We freeze.
Wow.
Yes. Then, for heaven's sakes. Oh, yes. Another way the universe, I'm looking at my notes on my iPhone, and I have it mixed in with faith notes.
Oh, funny.
and I'm like, what?
Wait, what?
Unusual instructions, extraordinary results, breakthroughs, and what? Where is this coming from in the universe? and then here's the part that messed me up. Okay. They all talked about how everything that goes out, like our suns will start dying, right? Possibly. And
right.
We're talking trillions of years from now. And then they said quadrillion years. Like just so the time is so spread out that we have no idea what these times
mm-hmm.
mean.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that we were here, you know, that our universe wasn't here,
mm-hmm.
then existed,
mm-hmm.
and then may in the future never exist.
Mm-hmm.
What does that all mean?
Double rainbow.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm getting really messed up. And then they brought out this concept that messed me up even more, because I knew the suns could eventually die and turn to black holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the black holes become the universe. So now we have a universe full of sun and light. And in the future, we may have a universe full of black holes. And until they die, whatever
mm-hmm.
that means.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe take quadrillions of years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't. And all I can be thankful for is that I can't imagine what those numbers look like.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But they're out there. And so I don't have that idea, that kind of time. But then they threw out this other concept called phase transition. Did you ever know about phase transition?
No.
This was a thing that messed me up. Phase transition can happen at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when something happens in the universe
mm-hmm.
that, for example, let's just say like a bright light, something, or some kind of explosion happens in the universe. It's mm-hmm. not an explosion. That spreads out so fast, and what it does is sort of like a different dimension spreads out and literally just takes over our dimension. So we no longer exist, and now the new dimension exists.
Mm, wow.
And it's called phase transition.
Wow.
And what
has that ever happened before?
They said it has happened before.
Once or
they have no idea, but they did say it has happened before.
Right.
I don't know why they know this, mm-hmm. but they believe it has happened before.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is we would never know it was coming. It would happen in a blink of an eye because they gave an example like this. You know, when you have a bottle of water that's almost frozen, but not, it's still liquid.
Right.
And then you touch it or you shake it, it immediately turns into ice.
Right.
I've seen that happen, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
That's what it would be like. It's like something's going on in the universe. Something then triggers a phase transition.
Mm-hmm.
And just like those ice crystals, at the speed of light,
mm-hmm.
our dimension, our universe would no longer exist, and the new one would exist with new physics laws,
mm-hmm.
a whole different universe, and we would no longer exist.
Right.
And that messed me up completely.
Wow.
That we wouldn't even know it happened. It could happen at any time.
Would we be like fossils?
We would be nothing.
Oh.
The whole universe would be rewritten. It would almost be like we ceased to exist.
Right.
Now, you brought up fossils, which is a very interesting point,
mm-hmm.
because I was watching this one show on PBS called How the North America Was you know, came to be. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the title of it. But they were in, I think, either Arizona or Utah, that place I'm going to go to, mm-hmm. Utah. And Julie's been there before. I've been there before, Grandma, you know, decades ago. But I'm going to go as an adult and have some fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, girl.
I'm going to do it. Getting training for it, because I love it when they say, hey, come see this beautiful arch. Oh, and by the way, it's a strolling 2.5-hour walk there. I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. You know, so I need to be in top physical performance for this trip of a lifetime. And so anyway, they were showing this one line, and it was a black line in one of those cliffs, rock cliffs, and it was a complete black line, and they called it the asteroid line. And before the asteroid line, that you would be lucky to find, and possibly could find, fossils of, you know, T-Rexes and all these different kinds of dinosaurs. But above the fossil, above the asteroid line, No chance in hell. Mm-hmm. Because that's where the asteroid hit, and it was a total, you know, wiped out all the dinosaurs.
Wow.
And the thing that could survive were mammals, because mammals were able to reproduce faster, mm-hmm. and so forth. And so, and as we wouldn't be here.
As opposed to whatever was before.
Yes. Dinosaurs. And also, too, I'm sure that there wasn't enough food to support the big dinosaurs. Because at that time, they had huge trees also.
Right.
But when they're gone, you know, mice and rodents, yeah. smaller mammals, yeah. they could find enough food to survive.
Right.
And then the world started changing. And so, found that very interesting, to say the least. But just this idea, going back to the universe.
It boggles the mind.
It does. It boggles the mind. And maybe my mind shouldn't be boggled by it.
We need to have our minds boggled.
Well, and these scientists were
at least
so,
once a week.
You know, these scientists were so turned on by everything, mm-hmm. and I want to say, hey, you guys do know you're talking about the destruction of the universe, mm-hmm. and so I'm in one way I'm kind of excited about hearing about this stuff, and on the other side, I'm like, well, it's kind of sad. I think the universe just no longer exists,
right?
Yet I know that things have its time. And, you know, and
quadrillion years.
Yeah. And that time just feels, I have no idea what that means, you know?
But you know, isn't that interesting? When you think about life like that, it does put our little problems in perspective.
Yes.
You know, when you, it's almost like we always say, like, from an eagle's point of view.
Right.
We look down at our problems and we see that from an eagle point of view, they're not much. And
no,
so it helps
no.
us kind of stay sane and just like take a chill pill.
Okay, I understand what you're trying to tell me about having this perspective from a higher place, because you always tell me that I can get too ground level on
Absolutely.
My problems.
Right.
And as a mama, you're always saying, Julie, first of all, cast your cares to God and like get a higher perspective, girlfriend. And as you like to say too, this time will pass.
This too shall pass.
This too shall pass. Okay. And also you tell me, growing up, you've always said, hey, Julie, no need to suffer over the suffering. Yes. And I can do that. This is a process for me. And this is why we have this show, because it's my therapy.
Mine too.
There's no reason for me to fill my brain with worry over this phase transition.
Right.
That at any given moment, the universe could have a phase transition and our universe will no longer exist. Mm-hmm. The concept's pretty interesting, but the idea that it could happen at any given moment, we would never know, I can just leave it set aside. But to think this whole week, I'm walking around, I'm going, we could have a phase transition.
Mm-hmm.
Or the only reason why we're here is because of a phase transition.
More than likely.
And things that were here before no longer exist because of that phase transition.
Right.
And, you know, so why are we here, girlfriend? What is the point of all
Whoa.
This? What is the point of all this? And maybe that there is no point. It's
right.
what you make the point to be.
Right.
And, you know, trying to be a blessing to other people.
Right.
I think that is, if any other goal out there, that mm-hmm. is as noble as one you can have.
It is.
Yeah.
It's to live a dignified, grace-filled life.
Yes.
And to be a blessing.
Right. And through that, we all have goals. We all have challenges. We mm-hmm. all have pain.
And we're negotiating
those things.
Exactly. And I think where everybody's different is, and you can go back to my blogs and see where I talk about dreams.
Yes.
It's like everybody has inside of them maybe more than one, but that there's an impulse and it's toward a greater life.
Yes.
It's toward a greater thing than your parents had. You know,
expansion.
Expansion. See, you're talking about expansion in the universe. I'm talking about the evolution of expansion within you.
Yes.
And it may impact you, but it will impact generations to come as
right.
well.
Right.
And that's how, like, you know, it is easy to get to that point where you, is that all there is, my friend? You know.
I don't know that song. What song is that?
Never heard that song?
No.
Is that all there is? So then let's just keep dancing.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you do can come down to that. Like, well, what's the point?
What is the point?
Is this all there is?
Yes.
And you kind of have to, when you get there, you shake it off.
Right.
You acknowledge it.
Yes.
Shake it off and get back to the tasks at hand, which is to live in joy, to live in overflow, because overflow, guess what? It touches other people.
Oh, I just had, thank you, Mama, for always keeping my worry in check.
That's right.
But I had this visual of the overflow.
Yes.
And as you're the fountain or you're the jug of water, and as you pour the water in and then you overflow and it reaches everybody else.
Exactly.
And how cool that water feels, and you know,
yes,
when you get touched by somebody else's water.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It feels so nice.
Right.
And, you know, I can go dirty with it as well, but overall, it feels cool and refreshing.
I know.
You know?
A refreshing, tall, cool drink of fresh water.
So, girlfriend, do you have anything you want to talk about this week? I know I've taken up your time, but I know you saw a movie that you were disappointed with.
Yeah, I can do my Sherpa hats.
Okay, tell me about your Sherpa hats, and what was the movie?
The movie was Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Oh, it looks so cute.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Boring.
Oh, no.
Disappointing.
Oh.
In terms of Sherpa hats, one.
One Sherpa hat?
One and a half Sherpa
hats. One and a half, okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, did it satisfy the Christine Marie's criteria? So it was longer than an hour and a half?
It was longer than an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not good.
And it wasn't funny when you would think Tina Fey would be funny.
And the commercials are funny.
Sure.
Are enjoyable.
Isn't that misleading?
Now, see, that's the thing. If it's misleading if it's not funny.
It's not funny.
You know? Yeah, that's too bad.
And so I felt betrayed.
Yes.
Like General Betrayus.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm sorry about that.
One and a half Sherpa hats, people.
Because you had been on a run for a while.
I had been lucky. Next week is going to be Hail Caesar.
Yes.
And what's been changed for me is that I no longer, over the past 3 or 4 weeks, I no longer go to the video store.
No, you don't.
I have been going to Redbox.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why.
Yes, tell me
number
why.
Number one, I save a dollar.
Yes, you do.
And number two, they ask me after I buy the thing at Redbox if I want, they'll give me a second movie for a dollar.
Yeah.
A dollar. So then I end up saving like $3 or $4.
And you get a movie that you probably won't watch.
Right.
Well, the only bad thing about the Redbox
is
that sometimes they're outside.
Ours is outside.
And literally,
you can't read it. The sun is shining down.
Like, exactly. This is ridiculous. I have no idea what you're doing.
But I'm kind of digging the Redbox thing, though.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, last week, Norm was outside, and there's a line going behind him, and he's screaming out to me, the movie's Dirty Grandpa. And what am I supposed to say?
Yeah, get that one.
Yeah, get that one, people.
And you end up getting, what did you get last weekend?
We got Daddy's Home.
Yes. And you thought that was funny.
I liked it.
Yeah.
And it was a Will, that ended up being a Will Ferrell day.
Yes.
It was, I watched Daddy's Home, and then we turned the TV on and Blades of Glory, a young Will Ferrell.
One of my
and
classics.
There was another one too. I can't remember.
I think it was a Will Ferrell weekend because they also had on there Step Brothers.
Yes.
Another Will Ferrell classic. I think also Talladega Nights, something like that.
Yeah, wouldn't you wish that you were Will Ferrell? You can just, I mean, he's just Will Ferrell.
Yeah, he's just Will Ferrell.
It doesn't matter if he's
chunky.
And
I prefer his movies than Adam Sandler.
Oh, wow. Movies. Yeah.
But Adam Sandler did have some cute ones.
Yeah, I guess.
But, you know.
He's not a Sherpa hat dude for me.
No, not at all.
Should we tell people why we call them Sherpa hats?
Go for it.
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember?
No.
Okay.
It's because Sherpas are guides.
Yes.
That lead you up to the mountain.
Yes.
And
typically in the Himalayas.
We are your movie guides.
Yeah, we're your movie guides. We're your movie Sherpas.
We're not like the movies that are like, coming out. We're like the ones that have been out
for a while. They're new to us.
Yeah.
They're new to us.
People are like going,
dang. Well, thanks.
Tango Foxtrot?
Yeah.
Didn't we see that over Christmas?
I go.
No. New to you.
New to you.
Yeah. New to us.
Yeah. Well, the movies come out so fast now.
Yeah.
So you're always like, didn't that just happen in the theaters? Yeah. 4 months ago. You know. Remember way back in the day, though, it used to take a whole year before they come out in video?
Yeah.
And now it's just literally a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom, done, next.
People need crazy. They need the cash.
Exactly. So, girlfriend, are you ready for a little Elliot's Corner?
Oh, I can't wait to hear you play your ukulele.
I once had a dog, or should I say, he once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner.
All right.
There's my ukulele playing.
You're so good.
I'm so
Norwegian
not.
Wood.
Yes. Thank you, Beatles, for that little 5 second take from that. Yes, I have a lot to talk about with animals this week. And it was funny because we've always talked about Elliot, what we've learned directly from Elliot.
Right.
And Oprah was interviewing Shirley MacLaine, and Oprah goes, What can you tell us? What do you want to tell us about life and what we can live without, what we can't live without, or what we should learn? And, you know, the first thing she said was, you need 3 things, a good hat, good walking shoes, and clean water. And then she goes, you know what? Learn more from your pets. They'll teach you everything.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with her. And we have been talking about Elliot's Corner for weeks before then. And here we are branching out just to share these sweet stories about animals and what we can learn from them. Because sometimes we feel we're so isolated from them.
Yes.
It's their world. It's our world. It's really our whole world.
Mm-hmm.
But did you want to share a story about Elliot at all?
I don't know. I can't remember. Well, he got groomed this week.
Yeah, I've got a story I want to share about him.
About Elliot?
Yeah, he doesn't know this yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to literally optimize his life this week. He's been getting a little bit of some behavior issues.
He does.
And I have
and
committed.
And the problem is we love him so much.
Oh, I know. And I'm committed to breaking these habits of his. And here's one problem that we have with Elliot. I believe this is a problem. I mean, he's also just a spoiled little doggy in the sense of this. Because of our work schedules being so different, there's always someone home with him.
Yeah.
And so he's hardly ever crated. Once in a while he is.
Yes.
And
then he goes,
what am I crated for? I just want to hang out with you guys. Can I just hang out with you guys? You know. But I'm committed to amping up his discipline.
All right.
And so I know it's got to be my responsibility to do this, but I'm going to try. Because, you know, what happens is with everything in life, you get a little bit laxed and things start falling back and falling out and falling out and falling out.
Right.
And that's what I learned from him. You know, I stopped doing what I was supposed to be doing, training him every day, teaching him. And he's not like my border collies who just got it and kept it.
Yeah, they were smarter than us.
Yeah, they were. I mean, I remember the first time I said to Charlie, well, Charlie, want to go to the paper? And he just ran the door, went to the mailbox, got the paper, and ran back in.
Yeah.
I had never trained him.
Right.
He just knew that I went to the post. I went there with him.
Right.
Daily, but always on a chain. And this time I just took the chain off and he ran, got it, came back in, and it was like, boom, you know, and scared a person driving next to him.
Right.
But that's okay.
Whoa.
So Elliot is a different dog. And he needs more reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And I had let him slide, being just kind of lazy.
Right.
You know? And so I realized I got to stop doing that. And I can see in my own life those areas where I go, not today. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And all of a sudden, 4 or 5 days go by.
Mm-hmm.
And that internal pressure clock goes on, you know, where you're like, I haven't done this in 4 or 5 days. I've got to start doing this now. and you get back into the habit again. And why as humans do we have to do that? Why do we have to have those 4 or 5 days or break that habit only then to have to re-engage it and requires more energy and so forth? Do you have the answer, girlfriend?
No, I don't.
That's good enough for me. So we try to do that this week. But that was what I learned from Elliot this week is don't let things slide.
Right.
Keep engaged. And well, also optimize your life.
You know, when we took him to the groomer, his name is Terry, is the groomer. And he likes Elliot, but he doesn't put up with any Elliot's crap.
No, he doesn't.
And he has a tendency to bop him on the nose.
Yes.
And so when Elliot's sort of not being agreeable. And so that just crushes me.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you hit my little doggy on his nose?
You keep that internalized, though.
Is that a lesson?
You don't say anything.
Yeah, I know. I trust them because they've been...
Oh, they're good people.
Yeah.
But you're right.
The only thing is that bugs me about those people is they raise poodles and they show poodles.
Yes.
And on their sign, they have capital P, small O, small O, small D, and then the capital L, small E, and small S. So every time I look at that, they go, come see our poodles. That's what it looks like to me. I have no idea why they've done that. But it looks like poodless. Am I telling the truth?
You tell the truth. And I never connected with it until you told me. And then now all I see when
it's
I go...
poodless.
Poodless.
Yeah.
I go...
I would buy a puppy that poodless.
I would too. But what do you raise? I raise poodless. Poodless. What are poodless? The other day I was at the dog park with Elliot. And this woman was loving on Elliot and going... He reminds me just like my dog. I go, what's your dog? He goes, oh, a shih tzu. I go, a shih tzu. And it was a shih tzu poodle.
Yeah.
A shih tzu.
She called it a shih tzu.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, I go, did you just, I want to say, did you intentionally get that dog so that you could say, I have a shih tzu?
Right.
Or now I'm thinking, did she say shih tzu? You know, a shih tzu and a poodle, like like a labradoodle.
Right.
Oh, a shih doodle. That's what she called it. A shih tzu.
A shih doodle?
I don't. She called it something like that. And because in my.
Elliot made a little.
But no, I think that's what she called it. I'm trying to think exactly. All I know is that in my mind, if you saw me when she said it, my eyes would have gone like, woo, woo. What did she just say?
Auga.
Auga, did she say? So it either was shih tzu, shih tzu, shih poo, that was shih poo, shih poo, or shih doodle. And I don't know which one she said. But it was a shih tzu and a poodle combined.
Right.
And I said, was it a miniature poodle?
It was a great big one.
Yeah, she said it was a mini poodle. No, it was a mini shih
poodle. That would be worth it.
So now we have actually a contributor today to our Elliot's Corner, and that is Norman.
Yes.
Your husband.
Normano.
Because he says, I've Norman got stories Norman. To tell you. During your talk about animals.
Animal Corner.
Yeah, and we're only going to share one or two of them.
Right. Because that's all they're worth, really.
Yeah, exactly. Excuse me.
The one that I like is about the... This is my favorite. I hope I'm not taking it from you.
No, go ahead, Var.
But they're ape researchers or monkey researchers. And... They were telling the story about
and to all researchers out there, we know there's a difference between apes and monkeys, but we can't remember the story. So it was a primate, some kind of primate.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So there are two brothers that are fighting. They're boy primates, monkeys, and they're fighting, and they won't stop, and they can't stop, and they're really creating havoc in the trees or in the camp or something. And the mama comes, and she tries to separate the boys, and nothing happens. They're not having any of it. And they're still fighting and everything. And so they notice that Mama goes to a different place and wakes up Grandma. Grandma's sleeping. And she wakes up Grandma and she's crabby. And she does something. And then all of a sudden, the two boys are fighting and Grandma comes over and separates the two. And they're like, All right. All right. Grandma's here. And I love that story because that should be like life.
It is exactly like life.
If you boys don't settle down and fly right, I'm getting grandma.
And grandma's going to set you straight.
Grandma's going to set you. You just woke grandma up. That is not good.
I was going to set it straight.
And so they stopped fighting because grandma came. I love that story.
I do too. And how many times do grandkids perform better or behave better for their grandparents?
That's right.
Every single time.
That's right.
Because I don't care how it is, you don't want your grandparents to be disappointed with you.
Yeah.
And for that short time, you can put it all together for your grandparents.
Yeah.
Your parents see all of you.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how it is.
I don't want to, you know, break the magic for the grandma, you know.
Right. Oh, but that was hysterical.
I know.
And also, you're talking about the same same group of primates, or I think it's monkeys, one of the babies had to be bottle fed by
the zookeepers or whatever. Yeah.
And as a baby. And so what would happen is that as it got older, it had to get fed, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a day, but it would come to the researchers, or later on it would get fed separately as well. And what ended up happening is that before the monkey left, it would go and kiss everybody goodbye.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, I got to go. I'm going to go kiss you guys goodbye and then go get fed.
Yes.
So it must have been a little bit older because I don't think it would be, I don't know.
Right. But no, because she knew.
She knew.
This little girl knew that she had to go get fed.
Yes.
And so she would be, every time she would leave, she would go and kiss everybody in the group goodbye before she left.
I mean, that's so sweet.
I wanted to cry.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that they have such community and sense of family and how close they are to us.
I know.
I mean, you really wonder what they're saying to each other.
I know.
I'm sure some people can probably, that's a really angry chant or whatever and so forth. But yeah, it's just so sweet.
I know, so sweet. So two things that we learned is if you're fighting and you won't stop, you call grandma. She'll settle it all.
Yep.
And another thing is if you got to say goodbye to your family, make sure you kiss them all goodbye.
You know what? Exactly right. Good takeaways.
It's only for a couple of hours.
Good takeaways, girlfriend.
There was a chicken story too, but I don't remember it.
Well, the chicken story was this. This couple was house sitting at this farm, and they noticed that somehow there was a chick egg, that was
got loose.
I don't know how it got loose.
Just rolled down.
And like one of those little people in a bubble, you just keep walking faster and faster. It just rolls around. And so they took the egg and brought it in, and they hatched it. You know, they kept it warm, and it hatched. And they started feeding it, and then the owners of the farm came back, and the two people that were taking care of this chick goes, "We didn't know what to do because we were afraid that maybe they wouldn't be accepted into the other chicks." And so anyway, the owners of the farm said, "It's not a problem. Let's put the chick back with all the other chicks. We're not having a chick in the house." And so, but then every year,
when these people came to house,
often they came back, the chicken who grew up to be a hen came and would visit them and like literally meet them at their front of their camper every morning to say hi.
Yeah.
And so that was sweet.
Isn't that darling?
And maybe want to have a chicken.
Yeah. That reminds me of that one. Was it a penguin or story where this guy rescued this penguin? It was all oily and everything.
I know this story.
And he took it and he cleaned it up and he rescued it and nursed it back to health. And then every year it makes like a 1,000-mile trek to go visit him and stay with him for like 2 weeks.
Aw.
It's been doing that for like many years.
That's awesome.
I know.
Aw. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
We have such bonds with our animal friends, don't we?
Our animal friends have bonds with us.
They do. Yeah. They do.
So much for Elliot's Corner.
You ready for a little pillar talk?
Pillow talk.
Just want to say thank you to Doris Day for that little
pillow talk. What a great voice, right?
A fun voice.
Yeah.
So here we are talking about grit, living in the gap, working through the gap, and
gratitude,
and how those three G's really keep your life on the path.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could easily be, I mean, how many times have we been taken a detour off the path we have chosen?
It's so true, and we're just so almost prepped or primed for picking up these distractions along the way. And then we wonder, 6-7 months have gone by and we haven't gone back to our initial goal because we've had a distraction.
Right. Well, yeah.
Maybe a beautiful one, but it's still a distraction.
And we talk about, too, I mean, in some ways, living in the gap is also about seed time harvest. I mean, it's about mastering that time part, that mm-hmm. resting part, mm-hmm. where you're really just building good, sound habits. Mm-hmm. You're being the person you need to be mm-hmm. to receive the end result.
And absolutely. But what we talk about is while you're being that person, it may not look like any change is happening to the world,
right.
even to you.
Well, and the, one of the
because
easiest...
Because the outside thing's
right.
not looking...
Because you want the outside world to to be reflective of your inside world. And a lot of times it's not in the beginning. One good example is weight loss in some sense.
Yes.
Because you may lose 15, 20 pounds and know that you're continuing to lose weight and feeling good. And all of a sudden, you're inside, your blood work, your life could look really good because you're eating healthy. And it doesn't take long to turn that around, the interior part. But the outside world may still see you mm-hmm. overweight. Mm-hmm. Or if you hadn't seen somebody in a while, they may think you've gained weight. Mm-hmm. And so they don't know that. They don't know your behavior. They don't mm-hmm. know the interior work. Mm-hmm. They don't know how good you feel. And they may still judge you or the exterior, how you're perceived at the outside
or
world.
Or you may still judge.
Or you may still judge.
Yeah, this is why.
That's a good point.
If you haven't mastered grit.
Yes.
If you haven't mastered that tenacity.
Right.
That says, hey, I've shifted. Right. I've changed. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
What other people perceive.
If you wait till the outside world is different, mm-hmm. you'll never get there.
You'll never get there.
Because you just made a great point about you may see yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you see yourself then still as unhealthy or not at your goal,
right.
take a look, take it also at getting out of debt. Here you are, you're buying everything with cash, right? Mm-hmm. You're living debt-free, mm-hmm. but you still have the old debt that you have to pay off.
Right.
So all of a sudden, you're internalized. You know that you're debt-free. You're no person that you don't have debt. But it may take you 3-4 years
yes.
to get that debt completely paid off.
Yes.
And during that time, the pressure builds up mm-hmm. because you don't have the real benefits right. of living debt-free
Other
yet.
People are getting new cars.
Yes.
You know, and you're fixing your old
bunker.
Right.
And you don't have the benefit of not having debt and not paying those payments.
Right.
And so you're living within two worlds in some sense.
And you are.
And so that how do you master living in that gap when it could be 6 months, a year, mm-hmm. 2 years, 5 years, or even 10 years before
right.
your dreams really are manifested mm-hmm. into the 3D world? And like law of attraction, I mean, we say in law of attraction, it's be, do, have. You know, you be the person, you feel the way you need to feel to be what you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do the actions, and then you eventually get there. You mm-hmm. eventually have it.
Mm-hmm.
But all along the way, you come from that point of victory.
And most people just want to win the lottery and just
right.
bypass it all.
I will feel better. I will feel abundant
right.
when I have the money.
Right.
Well, no, it's the opposite. So many times we've told people, you could wake up feeling broke and being broke and then go to bed knowing you're prosperous.
Right.
Knowing you're abundant.
And nothing in terms of situations has changed.
No. And when that happens, when that shift happens, then the real work begins.
Right.
But you've internalized, no, I'm abundant.
It's an inside-out job.
I'm prosperous. I'm a debt-free liver.
Right.
I owe nothing to anybody.
Right.
Yeah, I got paid past debts off. And I may not be able to go on vacation yet, cash, you know, because I'm paying past debts and I'm choosing not to live in debt, so I can't accrue debt. And that's where it gets confusing and it gets hard. It's like really becoming mature
mm-hmm.
and saying, yeah, these next 4 or 5 years, I'm really living this way mm-hmm. so I can be that way in the future. What's his name? Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey?
He has this line that he says once in a while. I haven't heard him for years, for about a year, so mm-hmm. I have no idea mm-hmm. if he's still saying this line. He used to say, you live like no other now, so that you can live like no other in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you got to be able to live like this now mm-hmm. so that you can live like that in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to come with peace. While you're living like that,
there's peace, there's joy,
yes,
there's just rest,
for sure.
And also too, one of the things that I believe in as you're talking about this is on a daily basis, visualization.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would love for you to visualize is that future self.
Right.
Shake hands with that future self. Let that future self say, you know what? Thank you for going through all this for me, and look at what I have now. Look at who I am now.
Right.
Look at the grit that I have now. Look at the habits.
Right.
You know, you went from sad habits to happy habits, and now you did this for me. And I like it's like, you know, you doing that for that future self.
Right. Right.
It helps, you know, the coping strategy that is necessary. You know, because how many times, like, the pressure builds, and then you buy something.
Right.
You know, something that you don't need.
No. And you never really need any of it.
No.
But the pressure is there.
That's kind of why we're really now talking about you and I and our family. We're really talking about choosing a choice of a simpler life.
Right.
Doesn't that feel good?
It does.
And it doesn't mean living in a tiny house.
No.
Because that's not although simple. A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah. Yes. And sometimes those tiny houses look kind of cute. But I always think of it, just buy a camper.
That's what they're on.
Yeah.
The frame is like.
Yeah, just get a camper. Mm-hmm. But they're not cute as a camper, I guess. Or they're not like mini homes.
Right.
You know, you don't have the shutters.
Well, we have somebody that has a tiny house that lives near us.
Yes.
It's darling.
It is darling. It really is darling.
We take a ride just to go see it.
Oh, yeah. The one thing about having a tiny home, you know, basically your life hates a void. So if you have a void in your life, you'll fill it. And so the bigger the house you have, the more your stuff you're going to put in it.
Right.
You don't have a room that has nothing in it.
Well, it's funny because your boyfriend's daughter and her husband, they moved yesterday.
Yes.
And you were commenting to me because when you went to their previous home, you felt like claustrophobic.
Right.
It was just jam-packed, overly. And now their new home, you're like, where's the chairs at?
I can't believe there's space here.
There's space.
This is amazing.
Pretty soon, though.
It'll be filled. Exactly. So it really is just, it is choosing to really master your moment.
Right.
A sense of mindfulness.
Right.
Because the world has so many distractions out there that takes you from where you really want to be.
Like the Pokemon app.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. How dare you? How dare you bring that up?
Top of the morning, sir. I said good day, sir.
I know. I don't know how in one breath I can say to you, Mom, I am organizing my life now into simplicity so that I can get these things I need to get done.
Right.
And the You've same got some breath.
Big goals coming up.
I know. In the same breath, I say, oh my gosh, I have to show you this new app called the Pokemon Go. And it's effing crazy because it goes with your Google Maps, I guess. And so I'm walking or I'm driving, and I don't do this while driving. I just not, you know, but however, I'm in the passenger seat with Doug and we're doing Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And I would go, stop. There's something here we can take a picture of, or we can do, and we can get these bonuses. And mm-hmm. and here I found a little, you know, a little Caterpie, and it's a caterpillar. And I can bite him or collect him, and it's just crazy. And you may meet other Pokemon people on the road.
And did you?
No, not us yet. Mm-hmm. So it was just totally wild, this experience. I'm not totally getting it, but I find it interesting that the virtual gaming life is now played in real life.
Right.
And I just find it fascinating.
Right.
And also, it is such a distraction.
Oh, no.
I don't know what I'm going to be able to do with this.
Right.
Because last night, Doug and I were playing. We had a party to go to. We were driving from Rochelle to Byron. And I was doing it. And I realized it was such a beautiful night out.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cloud in the sky, except from the nuclear power plant. And I'm looking around, and I'm looking at Pokemon, and I'm realizing I'm not being as mindful as I need to be because mm-hmm. I'm missing this beautiful sunset.
Right.
And yet I still played Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, we're going to have to play because it's so effed up and so crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was texting Quinn, who told Doug about the Pokemon. His his daughter told him about it. And I said, and here we are driving. And then the first thing she said to me was, they have a disclaimer that you shouldn't do this while driving. Mm. I go, well, I'm not driving. Doug's driving. I'm just in the passenger seat, letting him be aware of what's going on in the Pokemon world as we're driving. Oh, it's too crazy. I know I'm not explaining it correctly.
We'll talk about it more next week.
Well, yeah, and they have this other thing that's happening on level 5 that as we're driving, we see what looks like on the screen this big, huge Jetson futuristic kind of image. Mm-hmm. And when you tap on it, it's a gym. And you're supposed to get out and do something gym-like there.
Oh, my
goodness. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. And we can't get there yet because we don't have the skills, supposedly.
Oh,
and
haven't
that happens
at
on
it.
Level 5. We're only on level 3.
Right.
So we'll see how that all works
out. Okay.
Exactly. But here, that is truly a distraction.
Right.
And if you talk about, you know, path A and path B, mm-hmm. a person who, you know, is either reading informative books, learning more about her craft, mm-hmm. you know, an hour a day over mm-hmm. time, 5 years down the road,
right.
what that looks like to path B, that same person,
right.
me playing Pokemon an hour a day as I get going.
Over time.
What that looks like.
What that looks like in 5 years.
It's a big difference.
Aw, girlfriend. Yeah.
So damn the Pokemon. I'm it. It's crazy.
So what are our takeaways today? That there's this thing called buffer time.
Yes.
That you may not... It, you know, things may be changing, but it may not look like it on the 3D level.
And that's okay.
It
happens to us all.
Use grit to get through it.
And most of our goals are not instant manifestation goals.
True.
Okay.
True.
Most of our goals are not instant manifestation goals.
I
wish they were, but they will happen faster than you know.
Right.
Because time does move on.
No.
It does.
What is it called? The
phase transition.
Phase transition.
Yes. To give up your worries, because at any given moment, a phase transition could happen.
Right.
And we could no longer exist.
That's right.
So give it all up. Give it all up. That's the other takeaway.
And then if you're fighting with your brother, have your mom wake grandma up.
Because
Grandma
will settle it. I love that. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to
Life with the Girlfriends
with Christy Marie and Julie. Go to our book, The Clutterfly Effect. Tweak your way. To Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. You get it at Amazon.
Go to our Facebook page.
Yep, Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Yeah, and like us.
Please.
Like us.
Please.
We really, really like us.
Starting to do social media, and it's interesting.
It is interesting.
Like it.
We have some thoughts on that.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Oh, it was great. It was great.